Okay. So I will be taking away this session from methamphetamine use to heroin use. And as my title indicates, I will present data on heroin-associated asthma symptoms among young non-injecting heroin users in Chicago. Okay, but first, I have no personal financial relationships to disclose. I would like to begin by providing a brief background on heroin use and asthma in the U.S. In the United States, heroin use increased during the 1990s, and in many parts of the country, heroin use remains at high levels. During the same time, many have reported an increase in non-injecting modes of heroin use, including intranasal snorting. For example, in Chicago, more recently, about 82% of primary heroin admissions to publicly funded treatment programs reported that they were snorting heroin as their primary mode of use. Heroin use has been associated with asthma before, but published research continues to be sparse, and much of the studies were conducted in hospital settings. Asthma is a chronic inflammatory disorder of the lungs that causes recurrent acute attacks of wheezing, coughing, and shortness of breath. In the United States, asthma prevalence in the general population increased during the 1980s and 90s, and it stabilized more recently at about 7%. So several studies documented an association between heroin inhalation or snorting as a trigger of acute asthma symptoms. And apparently, in many cases, heroin snorting may trigger even severe and fatal asthma symptoms. This association was documented among patients with both a history of previous diagnosis and among those who never were diagnosed with asthma. These patients are more common to have complication to treatment, such as higher rates of intubation and longer lengths of hospital stay. There are at least two possible mechanisms in which heroin may trigger asthma symptoms. First, opiates may stimulate histamine release, which contributes to the inflammatory response and the constriction of the smooth muscles in the lungs. Secondly, heroin may trigger acute asthma symptoms through the irritation from heroin fumes as well as impurities that are common in street-bought heroin. So our objectives were to determine the prevalence of self-reported asthma and specifically heroin-associated asthma symptoms among young non-injecting heroin users in Chicago. Secondly, we wanted to examine drug use and other characteristics that are related to heroin-associated asthma symptoms in this population. For this purpose, we utilized baseline data from a NIDA-funded non-injecting heroin use HIV and injection transition study. Participants for the study were eligible if they were current non-injecting heroin users. Former injectors were eligible for the study if they had not injected in the 6 months prior to baseline. Participants also had to be age 16 to 30 years, and had to speak English or Spanish. Participants were recruited using multiple methods, including street outreach, respondent-driven methods, and advertising in print media. Non-injecting heroin users were recruited concurrently with injection drug users for another study to minimize the potential need to misrepresent the mode of use. Sociodemographic and behavioral data was collected using the audio computer-assisted self-interviewing survey, and the questionnaire included a detailed section on current and past health indicators, including asthma symptoms, which we pulled for this analysis. So the main outcome is heroin-associated asthma symptoms, or HAS, from now on. And we obtained it by asking participants whether heroin snorting caused them acute symptoms of asthma, including chest tightness, wheezing, and shortness of breath. We conducted univariable analysis for associations of demographic, drug use, and other characteristics with HAS, and we used logistic regression analysis to conduct multivariable analysis. So of the 689 participants recruited for this study, 659 provided asthma data. About half were non-Hispanic black, 23% were non-Hispanic white, and 25% Hispanic. Most were male and on average 25 years of age. By far, snorting was the most common lifetime method of use, and they used for about 5 years on average. 18% said that they had ever injected drugs, though not in the past 6 months. So for our first set of results, 21% said that they had ever been told by a physician that they had asthma. Of those, 28% developed asthma after initiating heroin use. Currently, 18% said that they still have asthma. In terms of HAS or heroin-associated asthma symptoms, 23% said that heroin caused them asthma, acute asthma symptoms, and only about half of them were ever diagnosed with asthma. We wanted to compare that with our numbers to what would be expected from the general population. And for that, we used data from the National Health Interview Survey collected by the National Center of Health Statistics at CDC. And so the right-hand column reports data from the survey on self-reported current asthma among 15 to 34-year-olds, which is the closest category I could get to our age group in our study. So in the general population, 7.6% said that they had current asthma. In our study, it was 18%, so more than double. And heroin-associated asthma symptoms were even a higher proportion of 23%. In the general population, non-Hispanic blacks reported higher prevalence compared to whites, followed by Hispanics. And we saw a similar trend, although, again, much higher. And again, heroin-associated asthma symptoms, even a higher proportion. Now the difference between the racial ethnic groups is not as high. In the general population, women were more likely or had higher prevalence of current asthma. We saw the same, but much higher in our study, and again with heroin-associated asthma symptoms. So for our second set of results, we were interested in examining drug use and other characteristics that may relate to HAS or heroin-associated asthma symptoms. And based on our background literature review and univariable analysis, we selected several variables of interest that we included in multivariable analysis. So the next few slides would present results from the logistic regression where we controlled each variable for the known confounding effects of race, ethnicity, age, and sex. So first we looked at several health indicators, and those who reported HAS had were also much likely to report that their health in general was poor or fair. This is 26% compared to almost 17% among those who did not report HAS, with an adjusted odds ratio of about 1.8. Similarly, those who reported HAS also reported were more likely to report ER visits and were more likely to be admitted to hospital for non-drug detox or treatment reasons. All of these were statistically significant at 0.05. Ever being in drug treatment was also more likely to be reported by those who experienced heroin-associated symptoms, but that was not statistically significant at 0.05. We were also interested in looking at several heroin use practices, and only duration of heroin use was statistically significant. Those who reported HAS were more likely to report that they have been using heroin for 5 or more years. We looked at other variables of heroin use severity and frequency of use, but none of those came out statistically significant. And we reran this analysis adjusting for previous diagnosis of asthma, thinking that perhaps those who have been previously diagnosed and were aware of their diagnosis may have altered their drug use behaviors, but that did not affect this analysis. We also looked at other substances of use, and those who reported HAS were more likely to be daily drug users of any drug in the past 6 months. We're more likely to ever have used other opioids such as codeine or street methadone, and we're more likely to have ever used inhalants. We also looked at crack cocaine and marijuana, which are both smoked, but those did not come out statistically significant. So in conclusion, we report High prevalence of asthma and heroin-associated asthma symptoms among young non-injecting heroin users. Many experienced their first asthma symptoms after initiating heroin use. Participants who reported HAS were more likely to also report that their health was poor or fair. They reported higher emergency room visits and hospital admissions. Finally, a longer duration of heroin use, the use of other opioids and inhalants, and using any drugs nearly every day recently increased the probability of experiencing heroin-associated asthma symptoms. So there are several limitations that need to be considered. The extent to which the sample can be generalized to all other non-injecting heroin users is unknown, although we used multiple recruiting methods to get a wider cross-section of the population. We had self-reported data with, as we heard during the first presentation, there might be some subject to error. We also did not collect data on other known triggers of asthma, such as tobacco smoking and allergens that may trigger asthma that we would have been good to control for. Finally, this was a cross-sectional analysis, and so temporality cannot be established. Nevertheless, there are several public health implications that I would like to mention. For one, future research should be designed to investigate heroin snorting as a possible trigger of asthma symptoms. For clinicians in areas with high prevalence of heroin use, patients who come to them with acute asthma symptoms should be screened for heroin use, as other studies have shown that it is an important trigger, and we have shown, and it may alter their treatment progress. And finally, asthma may also be considered in investigations of heroin overdose. I would like to acknowledge the support and contribution of Dr. Larry Ouellette, who is the principal investigator of the study. I would like to thank Drs. Hershaw and Persky, who are faculty members at the University of Illinois, who assisted with formulating some of the asthma questions and reviewed this analysis. I would like to thank the research staff at Community Outreach Intervention Project, some of whom are in these photographs. And, of course, the study would not be possible without the contribution of the participants themselves. Thank you.